Gotta wait for the drop when it's Paul Simon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We are celebrating democracy and talking about how to reform democracy so that everyday Wisconsinites, you and me and your entire family, we actually feel like the people that we elect are working for us and not a billionaire overlord, not special interest, not big oil, not big pharma. I could go on and on. Oh, and also not just working for their own interests. Oh,
what a novel concept that is, Maggie.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get into some of these reforms, but as I promised, I got to drop the receipts about how truly rigged Wisconsin's legislative maps were. And I'm going to just say this. Is it only a bedrock principle in the United States that we have one person and one vote? We also are supposed to believe in the idea of majority vote. These things run together, of course. And one of the most pernicious and frankly, completely anti-democratic impacts of these stupidly gerrymandered maps, and we still got to fix the congressional ones too, is that it makes people disengage. Because people feel like, well, it doesn't matter, because my vote has been gerrymandered into a nullity, into a zero, right? Yeah. My voice doesn't count. So people disengage more and more and more. And what I'm going to say to you is gerrymandering means minority rule. Yeah. It is anti-democratic in that way. And again, if your party does it today, the other party, the other guys can do it, you know, tomorrow, and it's not good for anybody. So the receipts, and then I'm going to ask the gentleman about what independent redistricting committees will look like and how do we make that a reality in Wisconsin. But here are the receipts. In 2008, Democrats, I'm talking assembly here, won 56% of the vote. They got 53% of the seats. So I'm going to just go, I don't like it, but it's least in the margins, right? Okay, I'm going to call rounding error. Yeah. Okay.
You're rounding up a lot, but yeah.
Yes. In 2010, so this is the census year, Democrats, and that's the midterms, folks, okay? Democrats got 42% of the votes cast in all assembly races across the state, and they only got 39% of the seats. Now, if you consider this, and we can see examples of this in our own state's legislature in this last biennial budget debate, we can see it in the House of Representatives and the Senate, where you've got the vice president casting the deciding vote, and you see these razor-thin margins. When you are in the minority, how much you're in the minority in a legislature deeply matters, right? Because then you only need a couple of defectors, and you have a seat at the table. Oh, yeah, that's what just happened in the biennial budget. Okay, so 2010, 42% of the votes, 39% of the seats. That's messed, okay? Just going to say it. And here's the big one. In 2012, Democrats won 53% of all votes cast in all assembly races that year, and they got 39% of the seats. And if you are a person of good faith, even if you're a Republican, you would say, if you're telling the truth with your hand on a Bible, that's messed up.
It's not fair, I'll tell you that.
Not supposed to be that way. So how are we going to make sure that that nobody gets cheated out of their vote, that we don't have minority rule? Nick, how are we going to make sure that doesn't happen?
Well, I mean, we've talked about independent redistricting, and like, let's get more intentional about what in the hell that means. So when thinking about it, right now, as I described before the break, the lawmakers get to ultimately draw the lines, make the choices, all that stuff. But think about it like this. What if we had a commission that was of civilians that were put through a process where it was clear that they were not going to be chiming in on partisan grounds, but rather constitutional grounds, and drawing maps based purely on the populations and how they're supposed to be drawn? Like, we've seen states like Michigan and others be able to actually effectively do this because right now, the process, if you keep letting the lawmakers, and you describe this perfectly, the pendulum in politics swings in either direction. And right now, you know, it swung in the Republicans' direction. The Democrats could have gerrymandered the Republicans into oblivion and chose not to. And so now we can't have this tit-for-tat type political amphitheater. And we're right now through the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, which is my organization, and the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition, we're right now taking the time to travel the state and develop a Wisconsin model, a model that is actually by the people, for the people. And whether or not the lawmakers want to actually take this up and take it seriously, I think the Republicans know that if things continue to be this way, then guess what? That pendulum is about to swing hard against them in a way that they may not get to see leadership or the type of majorities that they've enjoyed for a long time. And the Democrats are thinking about like all these other things too. And it's like, we need to make sure it's a fair process.
For everybody.
For everyone. I don't care how you vote, but we deserve to all be represented equally. And our vote should matter at the end of the day.
All votes should matter. And TR, let me ask you this. We got just over a minute. How do we make this happen in Wisconsin? How do we get to independent redistricting committees?
Sure. So there's two ways. One, we probably will need some type of legislative action, but short of that, there's actions like the one we just filed in state court at Dane County Circuit Court just a couple of weeks ago. So as you mentioned, there was also the congressional maps that were gerrymandered in their own way, but they were actually gerrymandered in a slightly different way. They were made to be anti-competitive with large disparities in what the actual election results would be, which led to a less responsive government. So legislative action on top of litigation can hopefully create that thin, narrow path that we can have to have the type of government and responsive government that we're looking for.
That we deserve. TR, you're welcome to stick around. We got two experts on this from the Campaign Legal Center out of Washington, D.C., their senior legal counsel and their vice president and general counsel. We're going to talk a little ethics and corruption and fixing this democracy for everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.